to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome to the March 22nd meeting of the Los Osos Community Services District Board of Directors. Could we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Director Tacker?
Here.
Director Schicker?
Here.
Vice President Sparks?
Here.
President Cesena?
Here.
Thank you.
One agenda item tonight, and that is the audit, review of the audit for
the LOSCD, according to Leon, but yeah. Finance Advisory Committee unanimously passed the following motion. We approve the changes brought to us by staff despite the audit's limitations in providing information to the public. The audit does appear to meet the criteria necessary for acceptance by the overseeing government agencies, but none of the above gives the district the information we need to operate in the coming year. All the members of the FAC were present and voting. Both alternates were absent.
I would have come that way if I realized. No, just to put it in context, we spent a meeting with the auditor. Questions were asked. And we sort of came to a consensus as to what changes should be made. Anna Jane worked on that aspect of it. I think she probably did most of the work. But it's really important to understand, because I think everyone on the committee now has got one thing in focus about this audit. It takes a picture, but it's not helpful to what we need when we are working on the budget, which we, by the way, are going about to get started on. And so that's what you need to keep in mind. This is just an exercise of filling in a template that we did not design. I'm confident that when we're finished with working on the budget for the next period, we will understand what the financial situation really is. This isn't going to tell you. And I would probably think that next year, when we do the audit again, we'll probably saying the same thing. But at least next year, we would have participated, all of us, the board and the committee, in putting together a budget that we can live with and the budget that makes some sense. Anyway, that just to give you the context.
A couple more clarifications. Mr. Sparks brought up the point that in the audit for the capital projects, Mr. Crosby takes that one number, and that's all it is. And that's because that's the appropriate accounting rule, and that what we're doing on our financial statements is for management purposes, you know, to keep within different budget categories. So the email that you sent me, and or the message about, you know, what was the 5-point-something million, I will provide that report to you later. What I need to do is the 630-06 internal financial statements have not now been adjusted to Mr. Crosby's adjustments. And so I will make those adjustments and then reissue those June 30th 06 statements to you so you can see how that detail relates to what ended up in the audit, okay? And that I would highly recommend that you keep in mind when we go into the next audit process that we do create this management report that Mr. Crosby keeps referring to, a document that is, much more our take and our information to our public about, you know, things that are going on in the district.
I would like to thank the Finance Committee, everybody that's worked so hard to try and understand the finances of this district. I suppose the audit and budget would be a little bit like maybe the full legal brief and Cliff Notes version. And who could understand a full legal brief except another attorney? Maybe that's the way audits are. We do need to have an understanding of just how the money in this district is spent, how it comes in, where it goes. So we appreciate all your efforts in that regard. There was an announcement I should have made at the beginning of the meeting, and that is that we will not be having a closed session tonight. Issues we expected to have on that agenda just didn't materialize yet, and then there was a mix-up even with our attorney in the nights that he was supposed to be here. So we're going to save a few dollars and not have a closed session. At this point, I guess we should take public comment on the general action item that's on the agenda. And so at this point,
Mr. Sissy?
Yes, Director.
Before we do that, I'd like to make a few comments. First of all, I do think the budget does provide a state of our financial health. There's three numbers in particular there in the budget that are very clear. One is the proceeds from the note payable for the... And so, again, I do have another question for Ms. Hugh. The bond payment, again, mentions a repayment short-term within 1 year. And this was discussed at the finance meeting. And again, for the public, can you maybe shed some more light on whether that is going to be due in 1 year? And if we need to come back to the board to have a repayment done before that time period, or how we're going as a board to deal with that, because I don't think the notes clearly state, they would lead one to believe that it's due and payment's going to be due in a very short time.
The answer is that according to the guidelines of the original and supplemental bond resolutions, that yes, that payment is currently due September 2nd of this year. And so our only alternative, if we don't have the money to pay that back, is to request an alternative repayment plan. And from the very beginning, when MBIA contacted me and told me the correct process, if we were not going to have the money available to make that payment, where the funds were supposed to come from, and they indicated that that would be a very normal process for them to assist us with, is to develop that repayment plan. They have done some initial calculations based on now reinvesting all of the earnings from the bond redemption and reserve accounts back into it. They have not as yet shared that with me. So when they just said they were kind of figuring out some stuff on their own, and we would get back into our weekly phone calls and we would start that process, but that it was imperative that we have everything properly and legally set up with U.S. Bank before we went forward, because we need U.S. Bank to be able to talk to Lehman Brothers, who actually hold the reserve fund investments. And so we're now have all of that in place. So there was just all of this legal and tons of forms and, you know, paperwork that had to be accomplished before we could even go into a renegotiation process with them. And so now we'll be starting that process shortly. And our representative at MBIA, just on top of everything else, hurt his back, was out of work for about a month, and he's due back, I believe, next week. And that will be. And I have asked that question several times, you know, are we going to begin the process? Are you going to, you know, tell me your thoughts, et cetera?
So is your characterization that they...
Assessments for each year, shortage versus not, you know, just trying to get a feel for how much money was coming in from the assessment alone. And they just, you know, all that they've ever referred to is that you will have to reinvest all of the earnings, and that will, for the most part, would eventually, in the time, you know, left until the bond matures, would pay it back. But that it would be more preferable, I think, for our credit rating. You know, it will always affect our credit rating as long as that is not paid back. So it would be preferable if there was another means to pay that back. But it seems like every time I suggest something or, you know, have a little conversation, they'll either say, we're not allowed to, you know, give you advice regarding that, or we think that that's not legally allowed in the resolution. We're going to have to refer back to. So it's been a convoluted process.
I was hoping for the short version. I guess I'd still like you to come back at our next meeting, because this is an item that, you know, I'm hearing that there's some belief that we're in negotiation, but I guess I want to see, and maybe I need to go back and look at the resolution. I haven't looked at it recently, and find out, are we in a negotiation, or, and I'm not seeing right now, I'm uncertain that there's a path to resolution that gets us away from this obligation on the short term repayment in September. I mean, I'm hearing that there's a negotiation, but I'm not hearing
any
firm.
The short answer is that we have not begun that negotiation process with them, that they laid out the steps before we could begin that process, and we have only just recently finished all of those steps.
But we are in a point where we can begin that. And that certainly is a topic that comes up in bankruptcy quite often too. So I mean, we're well aware of the time frame there. Public comment.
I'm still not finished yet. Another item. Again, it was referred to in here, the lack of a management audit. And with this board approved AB 2701 last year, and at the time, Assemblyman Blakesley had requested that there would be an extensive audit on the district past, going back even to 1999, by the Joint Legislative Committee. It's uncertain to me that will be done, or if it will ever be done. And I'd like to see that. I think it would shed some light on the shortcomings, not just for this district, but for any district that takes on a public works project of this magnitude.
Let me just clarify for the record on a...
I'd like to respectfully suggest that this colloquy that's going back and forth has nothing to do with this audit. And if I were chair, which I'm not, I would have called Director Sparks out of order. And this is probably also a colloquy that shouldn't take place in the public forum. You know, this isn't helping. It's not helping. We have a serious problem here, which needs to be negotiated. And I think we should have some confidence in the folks who are involved in this negotiation to move ahead with it and bring back a report. And in addition, you're dealing with issues which have not been noticed. The issues being raised have not been noticed. The issue that's on the table here today is the audit. And otherwise, you're violating the Brown Act.
I have a question for the speaker, please.
Let me just clarify real quick. Actually, it's not a management audit. It is a management report. But it is, usually, it's a part of the audit, but it is not required. It's just suggested to do. And really, the process that we went through in asking Mr. Crosby to be a little bit more detailed in some of his notes, that's kind of the process of a management report. Those would be, and he said that himself a couple times, that those would be part of. So really, in that respect, this really is. And I think that that's where the board is feeling a lack, is that management report. And it would have been difficult to accomplish with the turnover in management that you had. But that's why I think that it's important that you know, we try and make that happen in this next audit year.
Now we'll move on to public comment.
I'm safe now?
You're safe. You can get home to the NCAA game immediately.
Well, the new general manager took over. He struggled with trying to figure out where all this money had come from and where it went and so on and so forth. So this is what the committees had to deal with, and we still I don't think Anna Jane knows where all this money was to and from and how it got together. So ultimately, we're going to have to go back and rely to really get a clear picture, which is what audit is about. We're going to have to go back to the bankruptcy court and see what decisions they're going to make. There's some big financial decisions being made there. And then ultimately, the chair of the finance committee says we're going to have to start on a new budget and a new approach to how we're dealing with our finances. So I think they've done a good job, and Anna Jane has done a good job. She bent over backwards to try to include the language in this audit is to say that this does not really reflect our condition. It doesn't give us all the answers, but it's something that's required by government to do, and we need to get it in. So that's why we've had a couple of special meetings. And thank you very much.
Additional public comment.
Before I give my comments, is staff going to give a report on the changes that were done to the audit? Because it was postponed last time. There are a number of changes, and there's been no discussion of that. Before we get public comment?
I suppose we could take time to go through any substantial changes that resulted from the past couple of weeks.
I was just kind of leaving that up to the board's pleasure, since they were all going over in great detail at the Finance Committee. I didn't know if you wanted to do that. Okay. On page 6, there was just in the third column from the left, there was just a correction to the formula under total business type activities. That didn't help. There we go. I'm trying to remember the page number, sorry. Page 11. There was some budget numbers that had been left out, and that was on under expenditures, debt service. The debt service for the capital fund, capital projects fund, has correction from September of 2005 to October 2005. Third sentence originally had said suspension and reimbursement of state funding. We removed reimbursement. We added the sentence that state legislation AB 2701 transferred the project to the county of San Luis Obispo on January 1st, 2007. We indicated simply that an alternative site has not been yet determined, not who was really responsible for that. And then we added that the AB 2701 legislation allows the county of San Luis Obispo to claim assets related to the project. This claim could have a material effect on the statement of net assets of the district in the future. Okay. Then we added the whole paragraph, the second paragraph. This was here before, that these obligations resulted in the bankruptcy. We added that the total unsecured claims filed with the court are $43,937,555, and that this total includes disputed contractor claims and disputed ACL fines. These claims are not currently reflected in the financial statements. And then the third paragraph was added to indicate that the $714,268 of portion of the payment was borrowed from the reserves, and that these reserves are currently required to be replenished within 1 year. And I believe that the fourth paragraph remains the same. So it was really just a lot of added information to clarify. And these are the kinds of things that you would see in a management report.
Yes, thank you. That reads much better now, much more accurate as to the current state of affairs. Okay. We resume public comment.
Okay. I'm going to give this one more shot. Page 27 of the audit. Under the fire department column, the fund balance at the end of June 30th, 06 was $646,611. You've heard my argument every which way. I'm going to try it one more time a different way. If the fund balance at that point was $646,000 and revenues for this year are tracking on budget, roughly, then at the starting reserve balance, in every document he produced, and I pulled up some of the old documents that the fire department budget had, and that number, that 646, whatever the number was in previous audits, is the starting number he used for developing the budget for the next year. That was the starting number. Add in your revenues minus your cost, left you an estimated end year reserve balance. And it's reserves, it's cash, it's whatever. But my basic question still stands. Why was Phil asked to put off any of the projects, any of the monitoring, any of the small things that we're asked to? Because even with the increase in draw to administration this year, if it ends up being $130,000, whatever it is, that's far less than it was in the past. The year that we started taking a serious look at the governance issue for the fire department, I think it was 193 or 207, some number like that, 207,000. That's nowhere close to the number that's being drawn this year. So, you know, we made a statement in here about the bond money being pulled from the Bank of New York as a subsequent event. This number either reflects or it does not reflect the status of this district at this point for the fire department. And my question still stands. Why did we ask Phil to cut anything in the mid-year budget?
I have a new answer.
Do you? Good.
Maybe additional information. Page 28. Column that says administrative. Over budget, if you look down at the excess of revenues over or under expenditures, $1.1 million. Well, that money had to come from somewhere. So in Bob's audit, you know, he is going to maintain that a fund, you know, has either reserves or is under, but it's the district as a whole that was in financial distress. And so, you know, monies were used from whatever source were available in order to pay those administrative costs.
Million.
That's correct.
And so the contribution to that from fire was it not $175,000 for that total for that year based on the operating transfers to other funds?
That would have been the budgeted amount. Okay, so we budget certain amounts that are transferred to admin, and in order for it to only be that amount, you have to stay within budget. But since the admin fund went over budget, then the money has to come. Where's the money come from? Admin only is funded by the other funds. It has no money of its own. And so if you expend, you know, consulting, management, legal fees over and beyond the budgeted amount, then the other funds, at the end of the year, Bob goes through and he has to zero out the admin fund. It cannot maintain any kind of a fund balance, positive or negative. And so, and I think he explained this, that we go through according to the same percentage allocations of transfers to admin as were budgeted during the year, then we he takes the additional amount to zero out the admin and shows it as a transfer to admin.
Chuck.
Yes, Director Tacker.
I think what Mr. Margetson continues to bring forward, and he may be right, we were under different management at that time when monies were shifted for those over-budgeted items. It's probably a legal question, and I'm sorry there's no attorney here today. Where's the board action, the resolution, the discussion with the public for that act, that transfer of funds? And that probably can be done now through another action of the board and another discussion with the public that ratifies what happened. But I would ask that staff consult with legal and that we get this right, because we're going to continue to hear about it, and we may have done something wrong, and we need to fix it.
The way that this works on a just a day-to-day functional basis is that you you have these needs, you feel like it you know, you have to defend yourself in litigation, you have to have management, you know, all these things that need to happen. And they, especially in the 05-06 year, if you just sort of look, so that is the way that then the board gives its okay for these monies to be spent. But the, and I'm not sure if there's any, you know, actual legal ruling to this, but just as a matter of course, most nonprofits or government entities, if there is going to be a 10% over expenditure of a budget line item, then you need to go and do some budget line item adjustments, and it needs to be through board action. And so that's the way that staff recognizes that we're overspending this and we need to, you know, pull that from another line item. Well, your mid-year budget adjustments are part of that process of accomplishing that, which is the natural course of things. And those were produced but never approved. So that would have been another process whereby the board normally would have. So I think that you're probably right that having not done that, that you probably need to, you know, look at it and, you know, get it into the public record that this is what happened.
I miss you. Again, maybe I wasn't following, but you had said, I asked the question, what was the transfer from fire? And I thought you said that was a budgeted amount, the $175,000.
I thought that's what you were referring to.
No, I was asking on page 28, the $175,000. Is that not the actual final amount that was transferred to administration from fire that would go against the fire fund balance?
Yeah, it looks like that. Yeah, but that doesn't seem... I don't know if we're interpreting this. Yeah, because as I look like on page 30, you see $485,000 from capital projects funds.
Because the bulk of it, when I read this, did come again from Fund 600 and Fund 500.
Yeah,
water was almost $480,000 that contributed to that, and then the capital projects.
So the adjustment that Mr. Crosby does doesn't have anything to do with the reality of who had money. I mean, you have to realize, especially at that point, you said one bank account, and all the money went into that bank account, and all the bills were paid out of that bank account. So, you know, whoever had money, that's where it came out of. And
they should reflect the budgeted allocations that the general manager provides and the board approves. They should be very close if you're managing it right.
Yeah, and I think that in this particular case, the way that it worked out, you know, really should have been calculated who had what money. And you know, if the fire department was the one who had the $500,000 at June 30th, then I think it seems, you know, or, you know, theoretically, but then, you know, the admin was so in the negative that those had to have been the funds that were used. So I agree. The transfer that he posts does not reflect the reality of what happened to your cash accounts. The reality of the cash accounts is it's just gone. You know, that money, it has been spent on administrative costs.
Let's see. We're at... Well, we're towards the end of March. I mean, and do you know offhand what the fund balance is right now for the Fund 100?
You mean like by fund balance, you know, the admin fund starts over every single
right.
year. So what you're referring to is where is it as far as being in the negative, et cetera. I did the December financials. I know we were at negative 94,000 at that point, and I have a report on that next week.
No, I was referring to Fund 100 with the balance, the sum of the reserve accounts, the sinking fund, plus the fire operating. I'm sorry, Fund 300.
Thank you. No, I do not have that balance in the top of my head right now.
Because my impression was in there on the order of, right now, 300,000 ballparkish. And so, you know, based on our budget, recently passed mid-year budget, I would expect June 30th that if we had, since we did appear to have no pulling from reserves, this, again, the fund balance would show up June 30th again as being around 640,000 approximately. So we'll get a net increase over the next 3 months of 300,000 if this is accurate and if we're following our budget. Am I correct or not?
Yeah, I think in theory, yeah. I don't know if the number that you're starting with right now. My expectation would be that that fund balance for fire would show higher right now. Well, no, because we just paid. That's right. We just paid the $700,000-some out to the CDF. Yeah.
But the fact that over this whole time period, the general manager and the board of this district, month after month, were approving financial statements not based on approved budgets. That is a fact. And and related to this audit, if this board, whether we agendize it or whether we provide direction to the general manager to seek an alternate form to review the managerial practices, I think is justified. I wish we did have legal counsel here to say whether a request might be appropriate in another agenda item or whether we could direct her today. But to suggest that, I just thought the suggestion that it was not related, it's totally related.
Not having, not having an attorney here to give us that guidance, I think we'll just have to consult with them first chance we get, like tomorrow at 8 when I see you at the office.
Maybe the chief could explain to the public a quick summary of the four separate funds that have subsequently been set up just to protect the fire department and its monies. Would you be so kind?
Mr. President, at the request of the ESC, you guys have approved, this board has approved four separate accounts. The last of them was set up about a month ago now, I believe it is. So there are four accounts. One is a Fund 301 operating account. And you can think of that as a checking account, money to pay day-to-day expenses. One will be for the fire public facility fees. This is the money, if you remember, it comes from the county for new construction, and that can only be used to fund fire department expenses to protect that new construction. There's about $43,000, $44,000 in there, somewhere in there. It doesn't grow very quickly. This board has approved a setup with the county on a fee schedule for that new construction. We have a third account that is a sinking fund account, and that sinking fund will be used to fund replacement for the fire engines, for the rescues, for the equipment, as well as this building eventually. And the fourth is the reserve account, or a savings account, if you will, and that's something that's going to last for years, year to year. All right.
Much easier to know where your money's at. Director Schicker.
Just one comment to add. We also have the agreement with the county that we set up to protect the monies. I wouldn't like us to forget that right now when we're worried about these things. I would like to stick to the audit tonight and address these other things later. That's what this hearing is about. That's what's agendized. That's what we need to talk about.
Additional public comment.
Dave Deagle, Los Osos. To repeat what Joe Sparks said, I really agree with him that let's not let these accounts give us what's called a warm, fuzzy feeling on the security, but I believe that this problem of transferring monies for funds came out of our interim general manager's zeal into paying off basically his firm before they declared bankruptcy, and I think that's why we are in that position, because bankruptcy should have been declared at least 3 months before they did it. But of course he had to pay his people off first. That's the way I feel about it. As far as that local government or agency audit that the legislature asked for, well, I think perhaps they should find the auditors and the money to pay for it themselves, because I don't think we got the money to pay for that kind of audit from 1999 on, period. And perhaps we should talk to our assemblyman, Blakesley, to see if we can get that done through him or through somebody, but I don't think any other way we're going to get it done. And also, some mention was, how are we going to pay this bond payment September 2nd? Well, in my mind, the county has basically neglected Los Osos as far as services rendered, roads and things like that, and there should be some kind of equity and tax payback, that our payments that they've collected on our property taxes, to see whether or not there's funds in there that will be available that they should probably be giving Los Osos that are not, because of some old way of doing it during the CSA 9 period or such what. And as well as, they have been making money off the property taxes since 1983 and all the homes that were built between 1983 and 1989, and they didn't build a sewer system, and then therefore they are still collecting property taxes towards certain ends, and they have basically have realized a benefit from not building a sewer, as well as not having a septic system maintenance program, and that they are in violation of the WDR, the waste discharge requirement, and perhaps that we should bring that forward. I was going to speak towards a closed session that we should file a grievance with the regional board on the septic system maintenance program, and as well as look for monetary repay back, because they have basically allowed septic systems that they gave permits for to help ruin our upper aquifer.
Approving this audit, are we accepting it, or are we accepting it and filing it? Let me rephrase this. Are we approving the appropriateness of the expenditures, or just the fact that these have been expenditures?
My understanding is that you're approving the fact that the audit has been done, and that you're approving that and filing it. And that's all.
Thank you.
Would you like a footnote to your approval? I understand what you're saying. The question seemed to be, does approval signify that you were happy with the way the money was spent? And I guess it's two separate questions.
That really wasn't my point, but
I'd like to make the motion that the board adopt as presented and amended the audit for the year ending June 30th, 2006, prepared by Crosby.
I'll second.
Since this is the final draft of the audit, I'm not sure, unless it's important to you to put in there that there was amendments. I think it's just the fact that you're approving this final draft, because there's no indication anywhere in our records, there won't be, of what it was before this one.
Okay, it still says draft on it, though.
Yeah, but this is the final draft, and so that means that tomorrow he'll publish the final.
Okay, so I'd like to amend the motion to reflect that it is the final audit.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Director Schicker?
Yes.
Director Tacker?
Yes.
Vice President Sparks?
Yes.
President Cecilia?
Yes. Okay, with that out of the way, I guess we can touch on future agenda and scheduling. I'd like to let everyone know that the 29th at 7 p.m. we will be having our joint CSD LOCAC meeting, and that's our agenda to put out.
So we will be busy tomorrow just getting that out. I have LOCAX items, but we are the host of that meeting.
Carol submitted an agenda.
Well, it needs to come under our letterhead is pretty much what I think needs to happen because we are the host of this meeting.
Okay.
Afternoon item. It'll be after the 2 o'clock Pavo show is what I call it. and expect to spend the afternoon at the Board of Supervisors, those who are paying attention and participating. I won't be there. Sorry. I'll miss you. I'll catch you in reruns.
Any other comments tonight?
I would like Ms. Hugh to come back on a future agenda to contact Assemblyman Blakely's office and find out the cost. I believe it's the state cost. It doesn't cost us a dime. Well, as taxpayers of the state, I said I believe. I asked her to find out the facts. I asked her to find out the contact Assemblyman Blakely's office, find out the cost for conducting that audit. And keep in mind, this board approved AB 2701. And also, I want to make a few comments. I'm happy to see the TAC form, the county continuing with their process. These statements do find a clear picture of this district, and this district is not capable financially. I don't believe this board is capable. This district has shown that we do not have the wherewithal to do a public works project that the county is undertaking. There are reasons that AB 2701 passed, and it's to improve our water quality. And I sometimes sense that there's an undercurrent that if a 218 can be defeated, even before we know the first technical memo from the county, the first meeting of the TAC, that somehow magically a reasonable wastewater project would appear. And it's not based on any, in my mind, it's not based on any rational thought process. Again, this board approved AB 2701 to let the county administer a wastewater project. And this district is in no shape financially. And this board, I don't believe, would be the right board to even oversee a project. And I'm looking forward to the county bringing a look at all the alternatives fairly, collection systems and treatment options, to the property owners, and give the property owners a decision that people complained before the recall they didn't have, and ironically a decision property owners complained after the recall they didn't have. A decision that...
Done. Trying to simplify a very complex situation that's happened over many years in many boards. And I'm hopeful that he continues to learn more as he continues on the board, because my opinion is that he's quite misinformed about a lot of things, but I also was a minority board member for quite a few years, and I know what it's like, and I know what it's like to want to be able to express your opinion, and he has every right to do so, and as we all do. But I'd like to speak about, first I'd like to thank the Finance Committee very much for all the hard work on the audit. It's really hard. It's always troubled me that I can't understand the audit like I'd like to, because it is not my language, and so I appreciate the experts and all the time that you did spend on it. I'm more interested in the budgeting process, which I do understand, and look forward to participating in that and asking questions about that. I'd like to be on the record about this audit business. Since I was an activist in 2003, that's how I started my involvement with the Los Osos CSD, was asking for audit information. A lot of us in the community have been asking for audit information for years and years and years. We got nothing. Nothing, over and over again. We inherited a complex situation, as you know. It isn't perfect, but we've been trying to make it right. And we will continue to make it right, and we'll struggle through this difficult time. I was perfectly aware of my decisions when I made them. I knew it wasn't going to be easy, and I accept full responsibility for the difficulties, but I'm not ashamed of them, and I'm not incapable. It's the situation that we inherited. and we're doing the best we can, and we're making it better. We're making it more complete. The fire department and the funds are an example. The agreements we made with the bond company is an example. The way we're dividing up the funds so we can follow the money is an example, and we will continue to make it more evident to the people where their money is going, which we had no clue about for years and years. Now, when we go on to about the audit from Mr. Blakeslee, quite a bit of audit information was prepared on our dime for the LAFCO hearings, and that information has been available. I'm on record again of working with Mr. Blakeslee's office saying that we already were willing to provide all the audit information that we had already prepared for him and for the state. All they have to do is ask. And so there was information. I'm also on record filing complaints with the grand jury because of the lack of audit for the CSD and the lack of audit information that was ever prepared by Buell and the board before. So if you want to talk about audits, I got a lot to say too. Note on the letter says that 8313 applies to existing and future homes, which it does not. And we will have a copy in the office of 8313 so you can read it for yourself. And so that's the first thing I noticed about the letter. It's a shame that the water board is not working cooperatively with the people. That's my opinion. I've said that to them in testimony over and over and over again in front of them. Why don't you work with the people? You are the people's employees. I'm a state employee. I feel personally offended that another state agency would come after people instead of work with people. And so I'm expressing my opinion to them, and I'm not hiding anything from you either. So they should. They have every ability to work with us and help us with this situation. They have come down hard on Los Osos before. It has never worked. The people of Los Osos do not like being pushed into a corner. They like being worked with. They're intelligent, bright people, and they're very informed. So why are they getting in the way of the 218 vote in the county process? I, like Mr. Sparks, also encourage the county process. I want it to work. I don't want it to fail. But I think the water board, by coming down hard on people right now and threatening them, is getting in the way. They were supposed to stand down like we were supposed to stand down. They're in the way. And that's a shame, because they could be working with us. They have every tool in their book on enforcement regulations that can help the people of Los Osos. I encourage you to call them and ask them for their assistance and their willingness to help the people of Los Osos versus harm them. And I also encourage you to call the county to make sure that they also will be involved with this, because it is the county, as Mr. Dugan said, who permitted these homes and took the development money and developed Los Osos in the density that exists. And it is the county of San Luis Obispo that can help us with the problem, and that's who has it right now. So thank you, and see you in next week.
And there's a meeting tomorrow at the regional board office with public comment at 1 o'clock.
Mr. Margetson just informed me that there's a meeting tomorrow at the regional water board office at 1 p.m. to discuss this issue?
No.
Just general public comment. Is at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and if this gets on in time, I encourage you to attend the regional water board meeting, Aero Vista Drive out by the airport at 1 p.m. Thanks.
I, too, welcome the county's involvement in this project and their process, and I hope that they come up with a project that will lead to a successful 2-8 forensic work back to 1999. We just wouldn't have the money to do that. But I think a lot of people would like to know exactly where their all of their bond money went. The one thing to remember with the notice of violations that just came from the water board, it looks like If the past is any indication of the future, there'll be more cease and desist orders coming. And the water board in the water codes does have a requirement to assist you with complying with any violations that are happening. So give them a call, ask them where the help is. And thank you for paying attention and being who you are. We're adjourned.